God Said, Man Said is a proof text. On this website, there are 393 feature articles that confess the full veracity of God's holy word, the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, a new article is added to the library. For more information on the majority text, please click on to the following subjects. God's word is proven scholastically and pragmatically over and over again. In today's world, the Bible's claims that appear to be so unbelievable are in fact certified to be truth. From the creation of all things, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, to events touching our daily lives, and even Armageddon itself. But there is a proof that dominates all. There is a proof that is divine and secure, that trounces all natural rationalizing. It decimates the positions of the gainsayers. It is a proof that is intimately personal and dominates our very emotions. Romans chapter 8, verses 15 through 17, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. When an individual believes upon the Lord Jesus Christ and repents and turns from his or her sins, a marvelous miracle occurs. That person becomes born again, literally born a second time, but this time of the Spirit. Jesus said to Nicodemus when he came to him by night, John 3, verses 3 through 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." The new birth is a personal relationship between a Christian and his Christ and the Father, certified by the witness of God's Spirit. Again, Romans 8:16, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." It is an internal knowledge, and the certification of the revelation comes directly from the Spirit of God. It is important to note that the Spirit of God that created all things visible and invisible is fully dominant to the things he has made. His certification is a proof surpassed by none. Are you ready for the ultimate proof? Would you like to know of a certainty that you are in fact a child of God? Would you like to experience the cleansing stream, the very blood of Christ that washes away all sin and shame? If your answer is yes, then today is a good day. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for simple instructions for instant entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. We will wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, "If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." God said, Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause gave them up, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use and that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet." And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. God said, Jude chapter 1, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. God said, Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. God said, Proverbs chapter 10, verses 16 and 17, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. God said, Proverbs 11, verses 18 through 20, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of the froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Man said, homosexuality is not an abomination as described by God, but a good and wholesome lifestyle. Society must demolish homophobic thinking and accept homosexuality at every level, beginning with the indoctrination of preschool children via cartoons, children's TV programs, storybooks, etc. Now the record. When the words of the Creator are rejected, the results are always devastating. Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It is important to consider that every commandment of God has inherent within it a blessing or a curse. If you obey, you'll enjoy the blessing of doing the right thing, and if you disobey the truth, you'll experience the curse of doing the wrong thing. It's really quite that simple. The first disobedient deed opens the door to the second and third, etc. Those who do not repent and turn from their disobedience reap the end of that journey, which is eternity in the lake of fire. As you know, this website is called GodSaidManSaid.com. What some do not know is that the name is derived from one of the website's categories located on the navigation bar to your left called God Said, Man Said, The Record. In this proof category, which is one of four, God's written word on a subject is noted. Next, man's disobedience to that commandment is listed. Finally, the results reaped by man are pointed out. The issue of homosexuality is a clear and ominous example. The list of the subjects that follow deals with this issue. In the book Why We Whisper, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint and J. David Woodward, Ph.D., document the following. Dr. John R. Riggs, Jr., M.D., in his report, The Health Risk of Gay Sex, compiles dozens of studies over several decades. He concludes that the medical and social science evidence indicate that homosexual behavior is uniformly unhealthy. Homosexuals, though probably less than 2% of the population, account for the bulk of cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, the gay bowel syndrome, tuberculosis, cytomegalovirus, and HIV. Homosexuals also experience a high rate of anal cancer, incontinence, parasitic and other intestinal infections, hepatitis A, and cervical cancer. High levels of promiscuity among homosexuals exacerbate the spread of STDs and other health problems. One study found 75% of white gay males claim to have had more than 100 lifetime male sex partners. 15% claim 100 to 249 sex partners. 17% claim 250 to 499. 15% claim 500 to 999. And 28% claimed more than 1,000 lifetime male partners. Homosexuals, on average, lose 20 years of life expectancy. The probability of a 20-year-old gay or bisexual man living to 65 years was only 32% compared to 78% of men in general. Long-term sexual fidelity is rare in gay, lesbian, and bisexual relationships. One study reported that 66% of gay couples reported sex outside the relationship within the first year, and nearly 90% if the relationship lasted 5 years, end of quote. Regarding promiscuity, consider the statement attributed to C. Everett Koop, M.D., former U.S. Surgeon General. He said, "When you have sex with someone, you are having sex with everyone they have had sex with for the last 10 years and everyone they and their partners have had sex with for the last 10 years," end of quote. According to the sexual exposure chart published by the organization Why Know, an individual who has had 20 sexual partners has in actuality had sex or the effects of sex of 1,048,575 partners. The cost of homosexuality is staggering. Again from Dement and Woodward. The most serious and fastest growing STD cases are among men who have sex with men. This group carries 2/3 of HIV infections, even though less than 5% of males say they are homosexual. And of those who have the disease, about 25% don't know they have it. When direct and indirect costs are considered, HIV/AIDS cases account for nearly half of the total cost associated with STDs. Cases of rectal chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis are also increasing at alarming rates among the MSM group. The syphilis rate among U.S. men soared 81% between 2000 and 2004, primarily as a result of increase in reported cases among homosexual males. Every American pays a high price for STDs as a result of cultural preoccupation with sexual freedom. Taxes are higher, and health insurance costs more for everyone. American productivity is lower, and our economic future is diminished. The lifetime medical cost for just one HIV patient is approximately $200,000. One study of patients receiving care for HIV found that 47% were paid for by the government programs Medicaid and Medicare. 33% had private insurance, which makes insurance expensive for everyone, and 20% were uninsured, which shifts the cost of health care to those who pay. STDs create secondhand consequences for all Americans. The CDC estimates that 65 million Americans have incurable sexually transmitted diseases. Still, few are willing to even whisper that sex outside of marriage might be both harmful and wrong for individuals and the country. People may have the right to have sex outside of marriage, but is it right to ask others to pay for the consequences? End of quote. Obeying the perfect, unchanging commandments of God, given thousands of years ago, creates life and life more abundantly. Research documents that those who attend church more than once a week live 11% longer. That's 8 years. These folks are sick less often, and when sickness does occur, they recover more quickly, etc. Imagine if there were a pill that we could package that would generate 11% more healthy, vital life. How many trillions do you think that we would be worth? Amazingly enough, there is such a pill. It's called the Gospel, as in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. It can be purchased over the counter, the authorized King James Version of God's Holy Word. See the following listed subjects. On the other hand, disobeying the truth of God's word results in death, and death more abundantly. God aptly states in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." God is talking about choices. Homosexuality is a terrible sin against God and against nature, but there is good news. There is a way of escape. This way of escape is the man Christ Jesus. He is the only begotten Son of God, and there is salvation in none other. This way is the way of conviction, repentance, forgiveness, and deliverance. It is the way of eternal salvation and power, by the way, to maintain. 1 Corinthians 10:13. "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Choices must be made. Choose life and live. God said homosexuality is an abomination, and its end result is the lake of fire. God said, Proverbs chapter 11, 18 through 20, "The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight." Man said, homosexuality is not an abomination as described by God, but a good and wholesome lifestyle. Society must demolish homophobic thinking and accept homosexuality at every level, beginning with the indoctrination of preschool children via cartoons, children's TV programs, storybooks, etc. Now you have the record.